Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
I pay close attention to how the marketplace is changing so we can all be better at attracting and retaining clients. And you know, so much has happened in such a short period of time that today is a really exciting time to thrive. If you're prepared to respond wisely to the trends, while of course still emulating those timeless approaches that still work in sales. So one of the key trends that I've been noticing is that selling is far more relationship-based than it used to be. Your buyer's decision-making process is, sure, it's taking longer, but they're making decisions quickly once they're ready. And it's tougher than ever to attract and sustain the attention of your customers and your prospects. So among those winning habits, the mastery of closing your sale every time is still important. Here are six things that we found are working today. One, before you make any call, know the minimum and maximum that you're trying to accomplish. Pinpoint what's needed for someone to make the decision to buy from you today. On every sales call, you should know in advance the maximum you're hoping to get out of that call. Maybe it's to receive verbal approval, to negotiate a final price, or to get a signature, versus the minimum level of commitment you need to obtain from the client or prospect to close the sale. The minimum could be permission to present to the board of directors or the next meeting. Number two, always start with the draft approach. Never let the final proposal be the first proposal they see. You should always prepare a draft first so you can walk the client through it point by point. And this is where you can address and respond to objections. Now, this is such a popular concept with our Engage Selling clients. I really urge you to go to our website at engageselling.com and in the little search box at the top, type in the word draft proposal and you'll see all the scripts and all the techniques you need to execute this perfectly. Number three, know how decisions get made. Get a clear explanation about the client's review process for every product or service proposal you're going to submit. You have to know who decides what, and I'm constantly appalled at organizations who do not get this right during the sales process. How many steps are there before a decision is made? Once you know this, you can address any objections they have skillfully by dealing with the right people at the right time. Number four, take a step back and look objectively at every qualified lead to make sure you're asking the right questions up front. Make sure you're operating on facts rather than feelings of what you think is true. Number five, make persistence your eternal flame. A sale that sometimes can seem lost can be found again, but only if you're really persistent. Very rarely have I ever seen any of my clients lose a sale forever. In fact, we have one client in Vermont who sells to the dairy industry, and she waited 25 years for the customer to say yes. And you know, last week, I was working with a team, and a business owner told me of a story of his best client that he waited 17 years to win. Now, I know that not all of us want to wait 17 years, but my point is this. Persistence will pay off. Lastly, number six, understand the why of no. When a prospect or a customer says no to your proposal, you have to really understand the meaning behind no. Ask those probing specific questions to understand whether they're resisting or refusing to close, whether it's you or the product, whether it's the service that was offered or the pricing. No has hundreds of different meanings. You know, the top sales performers continue to adopt and implement well-defined business habits that result in more sales in less time. It's really important that you pay attention to those habits and adopt them into your own sales organization while embracing the new trends in this marketplace.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.